This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, joining Michael Yon, Michael_Yon, at Twitter to follow Michael's reporting. He's in Panama City reporting on events in Texas to do with a settlement, now 33,000 acres, 10,000 people living there, north of Houston, called Colony Ridge. It dominates a headline within these last hours of the Texas Tribune. Headline: Houston area development has become a right-wing lightning rod on immigration. Subhead: After conservative media portrayed the Colony Ridge development north of Houston as a haven for illegal immigrants, Governor Greg Abbott said the upcoming special legislative session will look into the issue. This needs explanation, and the man to do that is Michael Yon. Michael, Colony Ridge. You mentioned this weeks ago, months ago, and I wasn't paying close attention. It's a new development north of Houston that is inviting to those without papers, otherwise known as illegal immigrants or aliens. I call them migrants because they're restless people, but they've now taken up residence, 10,000, maybe as many as 10,000, north of Houston. Okay, there's a developer. Okay, he's making money. But the turn here is that the Texas legislative session is going to hold special remarks on this starting mid-October. The governor says so, and the Republicans who dominate the Texas legislature have already met to say, we're going to get to the bottom of this. What are they so upset about, Michael? Good evening to you.
Well, it's good. They're upset that America knows what they're up to now. You know, Todd Bensman wrote about that Colonia. My good friend, Todd Bensman, he wrote about that Colonia in the last chapter of his book called Overrun. The title of the book is Overrun. It's the last chapter. So I was with Todd in Texas, and we were briefing some powerful people there. And Todd said, hey, Michael, let's go look at the Colonia. He just took me, and we went there alone. It was massive north of Houston, and it was too big for drones. I said, let's go to the airport and come back with an airplane. And we did. And the ceiling was low that day. We couldn't get high enough. I said, let's go get a helicopter. And we came. Well, it was too late for a helicopter that day, but we came back later with a helicopter with a fellow named Dave Cannon. And then we took a lot of other people up in Dave's helicopter over time. And it's become big news now because it's massive. It's according to the Daily Wire, it's 60 square miles, right? Approximately 60 square miles. And it's growing like crazy. Somebody flies over it every week and sends me photos of it. And so, yeah, we're paying very close attention and lasering in on that thing. And as you know, when I started Operation Burning Edge with Ann Vandersteel two or three months ago, our first stop was the Colonia. We got everybody up in helicopters, and then we went to SpaceX and spent 2 weeks there with the specific intent of trying to get Elon Musk to go to and pay attention to the border. Now you see both of those things have happened. Now the Colony Ridge is a land shark deal. You know, people can come in and buy the land, and people that can't normally get loans due to not having credit or having bad credit, and the developer then just takes the land back and recycles it. Now the developer, Trey Harris is his name. He also has donated well over $1 million to Abbott's campaign and Morgan Luttrell, Congressman Morgan Luttrell, the SEAL. In fact, I took him up in a helicopter recently as well with Dave Cannon's helicopter. So and also Congressman Babin. So we have been on this. We've been paying very close attention to it. This isn't the only place. There are other places around, for instance, you know, a large camp facility north of El Paso, which I've spent quite a bit of time around there. They're very aggressive if you even approach that thing. So these things are popping up around the around Texas and the United States.
Let me read from the Texas Tribune. And backing up many of the remarks you just made, the development company of Colony Ridge, a.k.a. Colonia, the development company, Terranos Houston, has dismissed suggestions that Colony Ridge is a haven for people in the country illegally as, quote, slanderous and, quote, unsubstantiated. Developer William Trey Harris, Michael just mentioned him, a major campaign donor to Abbott, Governor Abbott, told local media this week he is, quote, a little disappointed in our state government that they are taking action based on lies and gossip. Now, Michael, in the scheme of denials, that's a non-denial denial. Very nice.
Well, if Trey Harris is, or if whoever is calling that, I'm not saying it's Trey Harris, but if whoever is calling that slanderous should go ahead and sue me for defamation. And then, you know, we'll end up in a court and then it'll get even to be even bigger news and we'll prove our case. Right. And suing somebody for defamation when there was no defamation obviously would have its own implications. We're ready to fight. We're fighting now. And this is not a game. I mean, the United States is being invaded. So-called Governor Abbott of Texas is works for the World Economic Forum. He's on their website. He's proudly associated with the World Economic Forum, who is largely behind this Camp of the Saints move into the United States, and CCP as well, Chinese Communist Party.
There are other state officials involved in this, according to the Texas Tribune. That has not curbed growing interest. In other words, the denunciation of those looking into Colony Ridge's lies and gossip by Trey Harris. The Tribune says that has not curbed growing interest from state GOP leaders. Attorney General Ken Paxton has said his office is looking into Colony Ridge. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick toured the development by air on Monday. Michael, that airspace over Colony Ridge is getting crowded. Dan Patrick also spoke with Harris and said it is clear, quote, they do not have enough manpower to patrol this area, which has grown at an unprecedented speed. So we're looking at something that's happening now. It's not completely built. Is that right, Michael? It's still growing.
Oh, it's growing like crazy. If you go down there, you'll see the land movers moving dust up in the air. They're actually knocking down a wetlands, you know, so the birds are not going to have any place to go. Actually, someone flies over it every week and sends me the photos every week. So I'm getting weekly aerial photographs from low level of the, you know, I'm watching it grow week by week, and I'll be back up there again soon.
Has the legislature known this existed until now? Because this is very excited. I read this. Last weekend, this is the weekend of the 23rd. Last weekend, the State Republican Executive Committee, the governing body of the Texas GOP, which is all powerful in Texas, I mention as an aside, passed a resolution calling for action on Colony Ridge, including legislation to, quote, to prevent further settlement of illegal aliens there. Now we get into the law. Can a developer sell a house or a piece of property to someone who is not in the country with legal papers? In other words, an illegal alien, undocumented. There are several opinions in this report from professors, one professor at DePaul University, saying, yes, that is possible. Another professor, another immigration lawyer, yes, that is possible. I don't follow the court proceedings, but I do know that all of a sudden, the Republican Party of Texas and the legislature dominated by the Republican Party is engaged. So is it your sense, Michael, that this is all news to them, that this is the first time they've looked at it?
I think they're all excited, John, as you mentioned, because we've got about 10 batteries of ink guns raining ink down on them day and night, right? That's why they're excited, because of our Constitution. The First Amendment allows us to shine a light on them. And now that, you know, and we're going after everybody that doesn't speak up against it. If you don't actively speak up against it, you are opposition, period. You either stand up against it or you're going to get hit. Same with the border. You know, these people that are just like, I won't take a side. Okay, you just took a side. You're on the side of open borders, right? And that's what's happening here. Any Republican, I don't care how great his track record is, if he doesn't stand up against it, we're coming for him.
Now, Michael, right now, this legislature is meeting mid-October. Harris is in the news. That's not good for Harris. That's not good for his business plan, as you give it to us. Now, to your knowledge, are the immigrants who are crossing the border, they don't look like they could afford a house. So this is a puzzle to me. Do they look to you? You've been up close, Michael, all along the border from Boca Chica, from Brownsville, all the way to California. Do these people coming, I see videos, that's all I see. Do they look like they have $30,000 or $40,000 or $50,000 down payments in their pockets?
Some do, some don't, actually. Some clearly do. Some of the Chinese, for instance. But I don't think there's going to be a lot of Chinese moving into that colonia. Now, a lot of the others are clearly like being dumped out of favelas, you know, basically slums are being emptied from, you know, Venezuela and prisons and that sort of thing. Those people are probably not coming up with enough money. But so we've got many ecosystems of people coming in, and not everyone is poor. That's clear. For instance, Chinese often say they'll pay $20,000 to $30,000 to get to the United States. I hear that all the time. Every time I'm in Darien Gap or I'm down at Yuma or down in Texas, and I encounter Chinese who will actually speak. Most of the Chinese actually will not speak, even when I take translators. But some will. Some are loquacious, and they'll talk, you know, and they basically all tell roughly the same story, $20,000 to $30,000. And by the way, they don't call Chinese call coyotes. They call them snakeheads. So if you hear a Chinese talking about a snakehead, they're talking about a coyote.
All right, let's go to the Panama. Let's go to the Darien Gap and pursue these revelations about Chinese nationals coming into the United States. Michael Yan, at Michael_Yan. Colony Ridge is in the news. You'll see it repeatedly out of the Texas news. The legislature is meeting on it mid-October. This is the Friends Vista Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.